Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person. So, David, who do we have up for this week?
This week we analyze the birth chart of, well, not exactly a person. Instead, we decided to take a crack at the birth chart of the Islamic Republic of Iran, since they do seem to have a more reasonable guy as president, and quite significantly, for the first time in decades, a high-level meeting between the USA has just occurred. And just the other day, a phone call between the presidents of the two countries, clearly a thaw on the relationship that has been on the rocks since 1979.
All right, well, we looked into the historical record, and it shows a birth day of April 1st, 1979, which was through a nationwide referendum which garnered well over 90% approval from those who voted, thus giving us the birth of the current incarnation of Iran. So this chart makes Iran a Libra-rising nation, which may sound strange to our audience, but we must remind everyone that Libra is all about idealism, its version of idealism, and Libra is always seeking balance and harmony, meaning often being out of balance. Here we see Venus, the ruler of the Libra ascendant, representing the country's sense of self, is placed in Aquarius, the sign of fixed attitudes and opinions, and in the nakshatra Shatabishak, the sign of boundaries, known for a me versus them sort of attitude.
Let's go ahead and see if this chart is correct. Based on what is known about Iran, we know that it was founded based on religion and is essentially a theocracy run by religious clerics. And we know that Iran has powerful enemies. Does the chart confirm this, Ron?
Absolutely. And in a powerful way, the chart shows this. Jupiter, the supreme significator of religion, is in its sign of exaltation and occupying the 10th house of the government. And that same Jupiter is also the ruler of the 3rd house of self-efforts, as well as ruling the 6th house of struggles and difficulties. By being placed in the 10th house of status and position, Jupiter indicates then a continuous effort and a fight to maintain the country's status and position. And, by the way, we have chosen a birth time that gives Vishakha as the rising nakshatra. This is a lunar sign which is most associated with triumphal victory and, interestingly, also devotion.
Yes, and look at the fact that the sixth house of obstacles and enemies is quite prominent in this chart. You have Mars, the planet of combat, conjunct a retrograde Mercury, who rules the ninth house of religion and belief here in the house of defense. This indicates defending the faith. Finally, the sun, the significator of power, is occupying the sixth house. This indicates having powerful enemies.
Yes, that's quite a mix of planetary influences, all piled up in the sixth house. Iran's enemies are strong: the USA, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and one of the main features of the animosity currently is that it is economic in nature, and this is via all the sanctions leveled by the United States and the EU. That's Mars, representing the second house of resources, here in the sixth house of difficulties, and conjunct the sun.
There's another angle here on this as well. Look at the exalted moon in Taurus. It is placed in the most difficult of houses, the eighth house of chronic long-term problems. Having the moon in the eighth house kind of makes you your own enemy. It means you do things that you really shouldn't do.
Yeah, and it's noteworthy to see this conjunction of a retrograde Saturn and Rahu in the 11th house of goals, ambitions, and gains. It's a kind of frustrating, contradictory combination, since Rahu is obsession about goals, especially in the 11th house of goals and ambition, and retrograde Saturn simultaneously makes for a lot of delay. So the country has a real uphill battle for any kind of achievement. And all of this is made worse by the sun, the ruler of the 11th house sign, Leo, being placed here in the sixth house of struggles.
Between the Libra rising idealism and the powerful, very strong Jupiter, planet of belief in the 10th house of actions, and that big sixth house of defense containing the ninth lord of religion, as you have mentioned to me so many times before, it's important to ask what belief, whose truth, whose values. Everyone has their own view and their own interpretation of any given situation, and the whole world can see that much of what has occurred between the West and Iran since 1979 has been a serious disconnect, to say the least. Perhaps if the CIA had not helped overthrow Iran's democratically elected President Mossadegh back in 1954, relations between these two countries would be so much better today.
Yeah, that begs the question of what is happening now. It seems like there is a small breakthrough, at least at this time. So does the chart show us anything hopeful? Much of the world would love to see the turmoil in the Islamic world abate, and Iran is a major player.
The country is in its Jupiter major period and has just gone into a Mercury sub-period as of this month. Jupiter turns on the third house of efforts, as well as the sixth house of struggle. But it is placed in the sign of exaltation in the 10th house of action. This does bring a flavor of active engagement to the country's actions.
Yeah, meanwhile, Mercury, the sub-period ruler, is the planet of communications. And as the ruler of the ninth house of beliefs, placed in the sixth house of struggle, it indicates a fight to maintain the country's beliefs. Note that Mercury is also tightly conjunct Mars, the planet of combat. So the problem is that Mars's hasty, aggressive energy overwhelms and distorts the otherwise reasonable, rational Mercury. Mercury also forms a Viprit Yoga by being the ruler of the 12th house of loss in the 6th house of difficulty, and this can actually bring about an end to the problem.
As for the transits right now, you have to take note of the transit of Saturn, Rahu, and Libra being especially important, since it's the first house of Iran, the significator of structure plus the significator of transformation. This would certainly make the country feel the pressure of transformational changes. After all, this modern state of Iran came into existence with this combo of Saturn and Rahu conjunct in its own chart. The Iranian Revolution snapped the established order of the Shah's repressive regime and completely upset the apple cart for the USA and others in the region.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, is now transiting in the ninth house, which amongst its other meanings is also the house of destiny, the house of the future. So this part of the chart is already activated by the Mercury sub-period, since Gemini is one of Mercury's signs. So Iran is being presented simultaneously with the transformation, which could happen by the threat of force, that Saturn in the first house. As well, there's this opportunity for the future signified by Jupiter transiting the ninth house.
It's interesting that K2 is now transiting through Iran's seventh house. K2 indicates past karma as well as change and idealism. Since the seventh house is both partner countries and direct enemy, it seems possible that USA and Iran could be entering a new relationship, or at least a change to the existing situation, which has been pretty lousy ever since the Iran hostage crisis.
Yeah, and now if we go over and look at the USA chart, we see that the Venus sub-period has begun for the USA. And this activates both the 11th house, which is the house of friends, and the 6th house of enemies. And it's placed in the 7th house of partner countries in the USA chart. And this brings up the conundrum of all Sagittarius rising charts. Friends become enemies, and enemies become friends because Venus rules both those houses. So the USA is playing out its birth chart karma through this relationship.
Yes, it does take two to tango. Interesting how these two countries are each at a point where some of their individual karma may help to resolve a long-standing problem.
Well, that's all the time we have for now, but I'm sure we'll be coming back to this chart in the near future as the events in the Mideast keep evolving.
So, no doubt.
Till then.